This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello, welcome to Seagull Social, season still three, just about, episode 47. I don't know if this is going to be the last one or not, but it might be, it might not be.
We'll
soon find out. Anyway, that is such waffle of an intro. We're back anyway with the boys, Ben and Maz. How are we doing, lads? Ben, how are you doing, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Got an issue with my foot at the moment, which is classic. Oh, this year's just been a woeful.
Injury, illness, every episode.
I'm sidelined. We are self-diagnosed and I'm sidelined, it says, for 6 weeks. So that's really
what's
good.
What's happened to
cancelled
you?
Cancelled all my plans. I think I've got something called metatarsalgia. I'm no physio.
Right, yeah, but that's in the knee.
Maybe
yeah.
I butchered. No, it's foot. It's like the
Yeah, fairs.
Anyway, so yeah. I'm sidelined for six weeks in case I'm probably going to miss the start of the season, unfortunately, for no club. But other than that, really, really good. I can't wait for the next thing. What's next on the list of me to get this year? I don't know. We'll be playing bingo. Someone will be shouting bingo soon after I've completed everything. But yeah.
Write that in the comments below.
Other than that, all good. Thanks, Ryan.
Top. I mean, and you, Maz, are you injury free? So far?
I am injury free, mate. Thank you for asking. I had a bit of a weekend. To be fair, Saturday went to the weekend.
I saw.
I'm not really much of a concert man, but my girlfriend dragged me to go watch the weekend at London Stadium. So I felt like, you know, a bit weird being in West Ham Stadium.
The weekend. I mean, that's the weekend in itself.
And
then I was lucky to go to Silverstone yesterday as well, and got to.
I saw that.
Watch some amazing racing and good fun. Good weekend. Mm. And Ryan, how about you?
You should have asked Reece James how close he was to signing for Brighton as well, by the way, because there was we nearly got him, I'm pretty sure.
That's a good memory that.
Yeah, well, basically, we had to stick to racing. There was no football allowed, unfortunately. I would have loved to ask. And also, I could have asked him about Levi Colwill as well. But unfortunately, football was off the cards, unfortunately.
Damn it.
Yeah. It's off the cards and that is awful. Mate, my weekend was a lot less exciting than F1. But, you know, it was all right, to be fair. To be honest with you, I've actually forgot what I did. I think I went to Brighton. And that's...
The kit. God, no, was that midweek?
Oh yeah, I saw the new kit. And that actually is a nice little caveat onto
the smaller piece of news.
Yeah, the new kit. I don't know if you boys have seen it up close or at all, but obviously the green and black is back. I like it, to be fair. I think it is very nice. I don't know about you guys. We've said on social media that people are saying this is the best one since the Premier League era. Would you agree, Maz?
Wow.
Ooh. I don't know about that. Because I, do you know what?
Awake
I think
it,
the
not
crimson
home.
And the hype. Yeah, awake it, yeah. I think the crimson and the hyper turk get a bit of a bad rap, I think. I quite like them as colours. I know a few people were like moaning and stuff. But as an away kit, I don't know if it's the best ever, in my opinion. It's nice. I actually really like it. I think it's a bit of a grower. I'm liking the colours, the design. I mean, it's a thumbs up from me. I don't know if it's quite the best away kit in the Premier League era. But no, definitely like it. I'm a fan.
I'd rank it second, Hyper Turk first. That's why I'm wearing it, because obviously we won't be wearing this forever again, which is pretty heartbreaking because what a brilliant kit it was for us. But yeah, I really love the new one. I wasn't too excited when I heard that it was going to be green and black on the Grapevine, but yeah, they've pulled out the bag with that one. I know I got Sassuolo vibes. It also gave me like vibes of like a Brazilian league club type. They always have that kind of like stripes, that sort of pattern. So like the thick stripes with the white lines in it just looked a bit Brazilian to me. But no, I'm a really, really big fan of it. Probably won't get it. Actually, no, will I? Because
60 quid, we'll be getting the Europa bag.
No, the reason why
is because you get the Europa badge. You can get the Europa badge on it. So like when we had the Prem,
to be fair.
I got the Prem badge straight on it, which I think was the black one, which is probably third in ranking.
That was nice.
I'm a sucker for black kits. All black kits are incredible. Yeah. PSG nail black kits all the time. I probably will get it and get the Europa League badge on it.
I like how you've convinced yourself in that last minute.
Yeah. depends if the home kit.
Argument is demon.
The home kit's really nice as well, actually.
Yeah.
Argue with the angel and the devil on my shoulder.
The home kit's an interesting one. I mean, we can only speculate at this point, but apparently it's meant to be nice from a few rumours floating around that people have heard. But we'll soon find out. As long as it's evenly distributed blue and white stripes, I don't want to be seeing that horrible one we had last year with the big yellow. I hated it with the H in the middle. Considering how good the season was, I thought the actual kit was horrible. But in terms of away kits, for me, I think, I can see the Hyperturk being one and that 2019 black one. But to be fair, when you look back on them, that first season yellow one, if you guys remember, was awful. It was horrible, that was, with the sort of green sleeves, yellow. Then we had the other yellow kit as well during COVID. Yeah. That was horrible.
Yellow kits are not for me.
Wait, sorry, we had a green and yellow one, the first
season. Yeah, do you remember first season in the Premier League? What, and it was sort of like that. Do you know, I've actually got it. You can cut this, Ben, because I might have to try it, but I do know where it is.
No, I'm not going to cut this. I'm too lazy, Ryan. Oh, 2 minutes. For God's sakes.
Oh, no. You can still hear me. I've just remembered I've got this mic.
Right, we'll carry on.
So, no, I found it. I found it. I found
Ryan's,
it.
Ryan's go through his house. Oh, yes.
I have got it.
This is good.
Here we go. That was way easier than I thought. This one. Please tell me you guys remember this.
Oh yeah. Izquierdo away to West Ham, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I never got anyone on the back, but Izquierdo, that was the one. I don't know why I bought it, to be honest.
When you said green, that threw me off. But yeah, I know what you
mean. Yeah, it's like sort of greeny sleeve.
I've never been a fan of the yellow one, away kit. Yeah. It's just not for me.
Nasty.
No, neither. But yeah, away kits wise, it's definitely up there when you look at some of the old ones back again, to be fair. The only thing I don't like is the sleeves, the black. It sort of looks like, I don't know how to explain it. It just looks a bit weird. But yeah, that's just my opinion anyway.
Do you know what? I'm actually going to go back a little bit. I actually, now the more I think about it, I think it looks better worn rather than like when you just see it as like a static image. I feel like it looks a bit, I don't know. It's not the best.
A bit like this season's home kit. Do you remember that everyone was like, this is butters, this is horrible when it came out?
Yeah.
Because you saw then people wearing jeans with it and you're like, why would you wear a football kit with jeans? I'm not going to say the word. But then you saw it with the shorts and the socks. It looks lovely. I think
it's one of those kits where you need to wear it, like see it worn. I think it looks better as well. And it also as well gives me, what was the season when we had Mikel Smith?
CMS 2012, I think.
CMS, 2012, yeah.
2013, maybe.
Yeah.
I think I was
the
like, yeah.
And black that over was a kick at Burnley.
That's it, yeah. The away kit, yeah. It gives me that vibes as well. Same vibes.
Yeah, that was a good kit, to be fair. And I guess that's why they've remade it. It does look good. I give full credit. It does look good, and I'm happy with it. I'm happy that we've got a nice kit for the new away days because, yeah, I wasn't a fan of the Crimson one. To be honest, I didn't really like it at all. It didn't even grow on me.
Could you imagine this Hyperturk one in Europe, though? How nice that would have been.
Yeah, the Hyperturk.
Yeah,
that would have been so good. Hopefully, there'll be some mad clash where we can't wear any of the three kits and we have to bring this back, the fourth kit back.
Yeah.
And have that in Europe sometime.
I was going to say.
Random club.
Yeah, and on the subject of kits, just while we're still on it, is most of the time when teams get into Europe and become a little bit bigger, they end up releasing merchandise left, right and centre, don't they? You see Liverpool released like £250 coats the other day and they're horrible.
Luke Bennett coats,
their Minecraft creeper stuff coming out as well. So when I look at some of the big clubs, they start releasing kits and stuff all the time. My question to you boys was, do you think now that we're in Europe, obviously we'll stay with the three kits thing as being, you know, the Crimson one is now third kit. But the point of the matter is, now that we're getting established and we say we do well in Europe and we stay there next year, will we start, you know, adventuring a little bit? Because I've seen that with the training gear as well. Obviously, they've released pre-season gear, which we never did before.
I think we did it last season. Yeah, but it was only last season. And I've noticed that we've started like dropping a lot more retro kits online as well.
Mm. Yeah, I've seen the Art of Football collab as well.
Oh yeah, the Art of Football collab. Mm. But the clobber that the club put on the merchandise, like, it's so dead sometimes, isn't it? It's not just like the standard polo and t-shirt. It's horrendous.
Yeah, it's no style,
I saw they'd done a collab with Fatboy Slim though. They'd got like a bucket hat and shirt.
The bucket hat screamed Jack Albion, in fairness.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's gone straight to him. But yeah, that's quite a good collab. I don't know. Yeah. I guess as we grow, we know with Kara and Matoma getting new fans and a lot of South American fans now liking us, maybe there is a market there where we will get more merch and sell more merch.
Market, but isn't it, really?
they definitely have to upgrade on the stuff that they have on the website anyway, because I genuinely have no idea who shops on the Brighton website apart from training, apart from actual kits and stuff like that. Like, who buys the polos and jumpers like crew necks? I don't know. I've never met someone that's bought one, but I don't know.
If I speak, you, Maz, would you like to see some? Would you like to be seeing some Off-White Jordan collabs coming in the near future, or on a serious level, a little bit more merch being released? You know, you never know.
No,
football and football and fashion collides.
Yeah, no, 100%. I can definitely, like, when you ask, can I see Brighton doing that? Definitely. I think Brighton are, like, we're definitely evolving with times, and like I don't think we're sort of being left behind in any stretch of the imagination. And I would, yeah, mate, I would love to. I think I'd be sick if we had like Ben said though, it can't be just those dead like polos and like your standard t-shirt. Like, it has to be nice gear. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Not your dad's gear.
Not what you're thinking, Ben. Not that kind of gear. But yeah, you know, it has to be nice gear. I think like Art Football is a really good example. Like that kind of vibe, that kind of bespoke, unique kind of stuff. I think that's what's going to do really well. I personally love to see it. I don't see it a bit happening like in the next maybe year or so or a couple of years, but I think down the line at some point I can see it happening.
Yeah. Depends on how the club grows, I suppose. If we retain Europe again, imagine it, can dream of it. Of course you can. If we go on and do very well and get into the Champions League anytime soon, then I'd imagine that would be a great time to do it.
And also, yeah, just sorry, you reminded me, well, as in what you've just said has made me think of it. Also, the fact that we stay, let's say, becoming bigger. Like, even now, there's a lot of people that actually have us as, like, not their second team, but, like, they really like Brighton because of the way we play. A lot, like, we're actually quite well-liked in the league. So, again, when it comes to selling merch and, you know, kind of stuff like that, maybe it helps being able to sell more. So, yeah, interesting.
Well, Seagull Social has spoken at Official BHFC. Get on it, because we've said so. No, that's a good little question, actually, on the back of it all. But we'll talk about... I could go into this whole UEFA ruling thing, but I wanted to just get out of the way, because I feel like this is just relentless on now Threads as well, but on social media, Twitter, on Threads, on Instagram, all these apps, I can't seem to escape. Colwill, Caicedo, Colwill, Chelsea, Brighton. Oh my God, it drives me mad, right? And their fans of my mentions are enough to drive me clinically insane. I want to just get your thoughts, to be honest, because nothing's changed, let's face it, since since the end of the season. Nothing's changed, does it?
I was just going to say, the only thing that's changed is Lewy Colwill is a European champion, but apart from that, nothing's really changed.
But the only thing that Fabrizio says, like, he's just constantly tweeting the same stuff. I know you've said it before, but last week he tweeted talks and decision to be made in the next 24 to 48 hours. That time goes by, nothing's happened. And then he will tweet saying, oh, in the next 2 weeks, talks will definitely begin. Nothing ever happens. And it's just constant. And I was for work today, I was doing some stuff with Rasmus Højlund. And I think Fabrizio broke the news about him agreeing personal terms of United. And then someone replied saying, has he agreed personal terms? And he says, yes, I've said it 100 times. But if he's saying that, he said Rasmus Højlund has agreed personal terms 100 times, how many fucking times has he said it about Caicedo to Chelsea? It's like thousands of times he has tweeted about Caicedo. It's just constant. Yeah. Like you said, Brian, it's now on Threads. You just can't get away from it. And it just doesn't seem like there's any end in sight at the moment.
Agreed. And Maz, what's your sort of take on it in a minute? Because is it driving you as equally insane?
I'm just bored of it, Ryan, to be honest with you. It's just boring. Fair. Just get it done. Like, just either get it done or stay. Simple as that for me. It's like, I don't want to keep reading, like Ben said, a million tweets from, or, you know, all this speculation about, oh, is he going to go? You know, there's heavy talks, all that kind of stuff. It's like, right, is it happening? Yes or no? Give us an answer. And if it is going to happen, let us then
progress.
Yeah. That would help, wouldn't it? And then if it is going to happen, then at least, basically, I want us to have time to replace Caicedo, because I think he's so way more important in terms of replacing than McAllister, with all due respect. I think if we lose Caicedo, which is looking more likely, let's be real, like, the more we sort of read about, I know, like, we don't actually know for sure, but I think personally it's going to happen at some point. And when I'd rather just get it done now, like, today, get it done, and then we can replace him in the next sort of month or whatever it is till the end of the window. I think it's just, yeah, I'm frustrated and I'm bored of just this thing. Yeah, just
I think,
get it
I think
over
West Ham fans can relate with Declan Rice, can't they? It's literally the exact same thing. It's just, I don't know how these things can take so long. But Declan Rice, we knew that he's going to sign for Arsenal like 2 or 3 weeks ago. How has it still not been announced? I think that's the thing with transfers these days. It's just so frustrating.
It's media hype as well, isn't it? A lot of it's sort of driven, and the agents sort of drive it even more. And then, you know, it just, that's what they want. They want all the attention and the Instagram followers and the clout from the media. That's what they want. They're driving it all up, because to them, as much as it might sound stupid and crazy, but the media and the followers and the attention and the likes and all this, it means a lot to them, because it's just giving them more and more leverage in their deals and getting them more and more money. And ultimately, that's all that football is these days. Is just people driving all of that stuff up. But the last thing we sort of heard on the whole Caicedo thing was that Chelsea weren't prepared to pay the £100 million valuation, which, shock, as if we didn't know that already. And they're only willing to go £80 million, which won't happen, as we all know. And again, we're in this sort of merry-go-round of what finally gives in, and I don't think it'll be us. The thing that came out today and sort of the last couple of weeks, to be fair, was that Caicedo is expected to be coming to the USA tour in the squad with Brighton. So, I mean, the club wanted to get it done
before that happened.
Yeah, I mean, but the point is, Ben, he's still here. And I mean, when, you know, is it just true. The point of...
But you know, also Chelsea are there as well. This. And they're who were playing in the first match in America. So if anything, hopefully it will help, because the two clubs will be in the same vicinity, in the same area. And hopefully they can actually figure it out and get a deal done instead of... dragging it out for months upon months. Just so boring.
Literally.
Agree.
Bored.
Just give us the money. Give us Cole Will. I'll take Gallagher as well. And yeah, I want Gallagher.
No, Gallagher, nah.
Okay, fine. Just give us Cole Will. We'll give you Caicedo. Give us some money as well.
Yeah, Cole Will, Caicedo, and money.
Okay.
That's what I want. Yeah.
Just, at this point, because it's gone on so long, it's so obvious who wants what. It's so obvious all of the things that the Chelsea fans deny are obviously not true. All the things that we know. The Caicedo stuff hasn't changed. Cole Will obviously wants to stay. He just won this trophy thing. It's all the Chelsea fans are trying to claim him. Cole Will don't care. We can tell. Everyone knows, right? It's so obvious. The only people in denial are the deluded Chelsea fans. Everyone knows that, right? At this point, all that really matters is if it's going to keep going on for this long, nothing's going to change. And that's it. Yeah. And
I'd love
it
to be a fly on the wall, because looking at the timeline, let's say Chelsea maybe put a bid in or inquire. I know Arsenal obviously put a bid in January. Let's say Chelsea put a bid in.
Well,
they
have a lot
of
feelings, don't they? They don't just put bids in. They just put feelings in. They just say,
Let's say they email Tony Bloom, email Tony Bloom saying, we want him for £85 million. Tony Bloom says no. And then...
Yeah.
And then what? Then surely then there's meant to be a negotiation where Todd Bowley then goes, okay, it's not going to be 85 million. Maybe it's going to be 90 million. Why don't I offer that? And then Tony Bloom say no. Why does it take so long to make a decision between these negotiations? I don't get it. When you negotiate with a shopkeeper, you're there and then you figure it out. You get it done.
It's like that video, you know, when he puts the ball down. And
how much is this?
How much is this? He's like, £2.50. I'll give you 50p.
Here's 50p, bastard. How does it take so long? Like, what happens in that gap where they don't know?
I get
when
it takes
offered
because
there's nothing. What's there to figure out? If you've got the money, just pay it.
because there's exclusive rights, there's all that sort of rubbish to go around. There's clauses, there's people to make happy. Then all of a sudden you've got their uncle coming in there in 30 years saying they want a slice of the cake because they met him last week. And that's like, that sort
Aston Villa signed Danny Ings in like the space of 1 minute. Like, it suddenly just happened. Like, stuff can happen quickly. No one saw that coming.
I get what you're saying. It's prolonged. And unfortunately,
as a fan, it's so weird. It's so hard to understand why it takes so long.
Yeah.
It is frustrating, yeah.
With big deals, with big hype, long waits and ridiculous amount of media speculation. As I said, all we know is
I feel like it's like mates on MSN. They're like chatting to the girl on the other side, and they're all like sitting around the keyboard. It's like, what should we type? What should we type? It's like, oh no, don't reply too quick because otherwise they're going to think you're really, really keen. Let's just wait 2 weeks and then send the email back. It's like, just fucking get on with it.
And then finally on this, obviously, what they value Colwell in the regions of what, 50 million, something like that, maybe?
Well, if you listen to Chelsea fans on Twitter, they value him at 100 million.
If you listen
to Chelsea fans who actually understand football, it's 50 million.
Yeah. So what will be fair is if they will give them Caicedo, you give us Colwell, and then give us another 40 million on top, and then we're happy. Everyone's happy.
Yeah, and then we'll slap you on the face in the process. And then,
and then we're playing them and we'll beat them twice again.
With that extra 40 mil, send Ajax an email. Here's 40 mil. Give us Mohamed Kudus and we'll be done. And then we're ready for the next season. Season will be ready and I'll be buzzing.
Let's get those two in.
Those are the two signings that we realised that we've just got another update saying that Caicedo's personal time has been agreed again.
We've signed Calvin Bassey instead of Levi Colwell.
I don't know about Bassey, you know. Let's leave that one where it is. But
Let's talk about it because it could be a potential thing that happens, Ryan, because this Levi Colwell thing seems like it's dragging on for a while. There could be a situation where we don't actually get him and we have to get Calvin Bassey, which Brighton fans don't seem to rate. I don't mind it. I quite rate him, but apparently he's been a bit clumsy. Yeah, Rangers he was good. But apparently he's a bit clumsy from what I've heard.
I think there's question marks over his style of play, you know, in terms of how good he is on the ball and will he fit Brighton's style of play? I think that's the big question mark over Bassey. I think, he was brilliant for Rangers. I think he's been okay. I don't think he's been bad by any stretch. I just don't think he's like set the Eredivisie on fire by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, unlike Ali Reza and Jurgen Lacadia. we got a great record from the Eredivisie, so it should be good. But I think if it happens, which, like you said, Ben, it's been sort of strongly linked with him. If it happens, I won't be annoyed or upset, but I feel like we can do better. And I don't know if that's just like me being disrespectful or
I think because he's seen
naive.
Colwell as well. He's been so good, especially that latter end of the season. We've seen how good he's been. And then to go like, we can take someone that's nowhere near as good as him, that's 5 years older than him or 4 years older than him. It's like, I don't know. But then when they play in our team and our system, players seem to look that 25% better than they would do outside of the club, which is always the interesting part about when a player departs here, particularly. But Calvin Bassey is an interesting one. As you say, he's not had the best of time at Feyenoord. I mean, to not have the best of time at Feyenoord is a bit of an alarm bell to me. But then if you are 23 years old, you know, you have got a long way to go. And he can play two positions, which is going to be really important for us if, you know, Purvis is out or something, or if he covers in midfield. We'll see. There wasn't too much else.
He's actually at Ajax, not Feyenoord.
I thought you were talking about someone else. But on Colwell, like, I just, that whole thing that happened at the Euros, like, he brought his stocks up so much when he put the ball under his feet for like a minute or 30 seconds or whatever it was. And everyone was just hyping him so much on Twitter. I feel like that hasn't helped at all. Because
did you know that Deserbi did that, Ben? Because I haven't seen that.
Oh, no, yeah. He'd done a La Pausa, or whatever it is. But like, I think Chelsea will probably think, that people rate him as well. So let's bump his figure up. But that was Liverpool quite funny what happened with him and Madueke, wasn't it? Yeah, Liverpool were interested. The fact he pulled away, he was like, you're a joke, mate, or whatever he said. Because Madueke was trying to get him to say something.
You're a joke, man,
yeah. Yeah, it was like, you're a joke, man, pulled away. Which was good to see as a Brighton fan. And also, I found it funny, because obviously, the stuff that happens between Ben White and Brighton and Leeds, Leeds pretending he was their player. Leeds fans were doing it on Twitter, seriously thinking that he was a Leeds player, whereas Brighton fans were bantering Chelsea fans so much, pretending he's a Brighton player. I just absolutely loved that.
Yeah.
It's just been, yeah, Twitter's been so good. I love it when you see Chelsea fans and Brighton fans like going at each other on Twitter. It's a good time to be there.
The funniest part is none of them really are proper fans, if you know what I mean. They're all just like trolls. The ones that I've always had after me are just hiding behind no screen, and they've got like zero followers to maybe 20 max, and the only thing
with Modric is their profile picture.
Yeah and all they've ever done is just reply to big accounts, like started swearing at them or something like that. That's all they've ever done in their whole Twitter life, and you just think, really, like, really, is that actually what you're gonna do all the time? But you know, it is what it is. It's just quite entertaining at the end of the day. UEFA, obviously, they announced some kind of mad things. I mean, when you see a lot of big clubs, i.e. Chelsea, i.e. Manchester City, and amongst many others, including the Red Bull franchise.
AC Milan obviously, as well, they're big, think.
Yeah, and their big sort of multi-ownership ruling thing, which has come out. So to those who don't know, I'd say sort of the main bullet points as to what it means. To be honest with you, it is kind of confusing. And since then, Tony Bloom is no longer a majority shareholder, by which he's no longer sort of a governing sort of person of that entity. So
at USG.
Point. Yeah. So he's given up the majority shareholding. I think he's dropped to like 25%.
Given up. Given up.
Yeah. But AKA he's basically still got a way in via a different document. That's all that really has changed. Anyway, clubs cannot transfer players to each other, whether permanently or on loan. So that means we cannot loan any players to USG because we're playing in the UEFA competitions together. And also, clubs will not enter into cooperation on commercial agreements, and they will also not be able to use any joint scouting or player databases, which is essentially just a big stab in the dark at Brighton, really, isn't it, to be honest.
I mean, that second one is obviously probably an issue for Man City as well, because they've got like seven or six clubs around the world, haven't they? They all have like Etihad. They've got sponsored by Etihad and that sort of stuff. So that'll probably be an issue for them.
So how can it be right? This is my question to you two. How can it be right, not so much Man City and Chelsea, which are, you know, their own thing, but even outside of England, where you've got the Red Bull, sort of, they've got Salzburg, Leipzig, New York. How can all of them be absolutely okay? They trade between each other for cut prices, by the way.
They got one in South Africa as well, I think, haven't they?
Do they? Yeah, they do. You're right. They do. You're right. So they've got all these clubs around, you know, the corners of the world where you can raise good talents. You can raise good talents in Africa. You can raise good talents in Europe. You can obviously raise good talents in America these days as well. So they're allowed to do this and trade between each other. And you've seen RB Leipzig reach the heights of the Champions League from nothing when they're only formed in 2009, which is insane. I think RB New York also had Thierry Henry in the latter end of his career. They've had huge names. Yeah, they've had some huge names join all of these clubs. How can that be right? But then when Brighton are working with USG, two very small clubs, working with, you know, an owner that's now building his reputation, not one that's essentially, a state-owned, like Saudi sort of thing, where he's come over from abroad and just pumped a load of money in. He's pumped a load of money in, but he's a Brighton fan. And he's owned another club. They've both done well because he's a clever guy. Which one's wrong, Maz?
Well, I agree with everything you've said with regards to how we get treated different. I want to say we're getting treated differently because I think they're going by like the letter of the law. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think by the book, you can't have the same owner of two clubs in the same competition, which I get. Like, there is a conflict of interest there because if we ever came up against each other, you know, you never know what could happen. And, you know, there's that. Well, yeah, you know, all that kind of stuff. It would never happen. But
I've been totally on the case.
It's like, you can't, it's like Real Madrid B or whatever they're called. They can't, Barcelona B, they can't get promoted, can they?
That's it. Yeah. They always have to be in, Segunda or whatever it is. I get why it's happening. But I agree with you. I think, for example, right, let's say if this was Man City and they had ownership of another, club in wherever, and they came up against him in the Champions League, there's no chance that like they would treat him like this. I don't know. They'd have so many lawyers and like so many charges they could probably beat. as we all know, they're very good at that. So yeah, I feel like there is. It's an interesting one. Like you said, it's sort of double standards a little bit. But at the same time, I get it. It makes sense. So, yeah, look, it is what it is. I don't think it's a massive thing. I think there's always loopholes, right? Like, Tony Bloom's, like you said, is a very smart man. He's gonna know ways of, like, getting around all these little things and being able to share data, for example, like you mentioned. He's still going to find a way of doing that on the sly. Like,
WhatsApp's encrypted, mate, so...
Yeah. You're going to get leaked WhatsApps now. But no, yeah, there's ways around it. These guys are clever people. I'm sure it's not going to hinder anything or make, like, USG worse or Brighton worse. I think they'll find ways around it, I'm sure.
Is it just a European thing, or would this be just a general thing? It's not just because we play in Europe together, is it?
Yeah, it's because we play in Europe together. If we didn't qualify,
it wouldn't have been fine. But I know they've changed it now. That's what I'm saying. Like, if we hadn't qualified for Europe, would it still be an issue with USG? I feel like this is just a general thing, whether we qualify for Europe or not. I might be wrong.
I thought it was just because we qualify for Europe, but
it might be fair. But it's a bit of a shame, I think. But yeah, I don't know. I guess, if Tony Bloom's taken shares out of whatever you said, Ryan, we could probably still loan players to them then, can we?
I don't know. I don't think it changes that, because ultimately we're still in the same competition. I don't know where the standpoint is. I think because we're in the same competition, we still can't do it, which is harsh. But then again, there's so many clubs that we've worked with and have good relationships with by sending out on loan and also buying and selling players to. That it's not going to be a huge impact on us, but it's more about the implications towards USG, really. USG.
Yeah. I mean, look at, they've had some real success with some of our players, like Adingra, Matoma. Well, I guess Undav was theirs at the time anyway, and I'm sure they were excited to get in another fresh face next season. But if it's going to stop that happening, then that is pretty peak for us and for them.
It's harsh, isn't it? Because you think that this is how clubs have to grow. Because, you know, how are you ever going to reach the heights of your Manchester Cities, your Liverpools, without growing? And I think ethically, loaning players to a club that you're, you know, friends with in friendly terms, it's nothing dramatic, is it? Obviously, I don't know what the money situation that goes into loans and how that works, but from a purely outsider perspective looking in, sending some players out on loan to develop, they do well there and that helps them out, and then it helps us out because they come back over and are better. Isn't that just been happening in football for years anyway? I mean, I don't know. It's interesting. But yeah, maybe there'll still be a loophole around it. Ask Todd Bowley. He loves a loophole. Exactly. If you believe what he says.
Yeah. We'll just sign loads of USG players on 8-year contracts and then just...
Yeah, pretty much.
That is the loophole.
Anyway, that's... Yeah, we don't need to get into Chelsea. God, we've talked about them enough.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
I did have a little segment, if you guys were up for it. A little game, actually. And it was something I thought about when you said about how little we had to talk about in the football world at the minute. There is nothing in the football world at the minute to talk about.
Yeah, transfers are slowed down. It's getting quite boring, isn't it, for Brian?
I mean, like, I don't know how many times I've posted on TSR about Declan Rice and Moises Caicedo before people just started following, and I wouldn't blame them because I'd probably do the same. So I actually ended up looking through some of our old videos, and actually I didn't actually do this. It was via a very, very successful content creator in the music scene, my sister, and she thought it would be a good idea for her to do it and for me to react live because it'd be a better way of doing it. Who said it, boys?
We've gone through some of the clips
of this season. I don't even know D. She's purely sent them on WhatsApp, and she sent the answers on Snapchat, I think. So I don't know. So I'm purely just going to be reacting to this as well. I won't do all of them because she sent a lot. But who said it, boys? If you're ready for it.
I was going to suggest to you when you said we've got a little game he's gone through. Oh, yeah, that's
the yeah, I just thought it'd be a bit of fun, really, because there's nothing else to talk about and why not have a bit of fun. We'll start off with... this is probably the better one to start with.
Right. Wait, sorry, just quickly before you start. Wait, are we listening to audio like clips of us?
No, it'll be written.
No, I'm gonna say the quote.
Right, okay. I was gonna say,
and we're gonna guess who it was.
unless you change the voices, we're gonna know who it was.
No. In fact, you know what? Put on a thing. We'll also say whether you still agree with the statement or how much you disagree with it. Because yeah, that'd be quite interesting. Just in the space of a year, how much you disagree with our own selves.
Yeah.
First one, you can't speak highly enough of Potter. You can only do it more and more.
that sounds like a you thing to say,
right? Yeah, it does.
Wait, what do you have to say with whether we agree with the statement or not?
Who said it?
Okay.
Yeah. Do both.
All right, so I think Ryan said it for sure.
Yeah.
And I think it's aged pretty badly.
That's aged awfully.
It's aged awfully. It's probably me who said it now, isn't it? I think it's aged awfully, and I think Ryan said it. Yeah.
That's so funny. You can't speak highly enough of him. You just have to keep saying it.
You just have to keep doing it more and more.
Yeah, that's a really good quote, to be fair. That's a good quote.
That's horrendous.
Just need to change it to Zerby now.
Yeah, if you put that on a graphic on Lad Bible, I reckon that'd bang. No, but
it's a good quote.
the point of the matter is, when do you reckon? Because it was me. When do you reckon I said that? Because I've just looked at the answer.
Probably his last game at Leicester, 5-2. Whatever it was.
it was the first episode of this season. Last season.
Oh really?
Okay. Yeah.
First episode. So that was after we beat Manchester United away. And we won 2-1, and we thought, "Oh my god, winning the league!" So that is a scary one. Okay, but yeah, it was me for the answer.
To be fair, looking back at that, it's crazy, isn't it? Because we did go, "Oh, imagine if we get Europe! Imagine if that." Not probably thinking that was achievable. Probably thinking a top half finish was going to be a good achievement, and then to actually get Europa League, like that Man United game feels like so long ago.
It does.
Obviously, it approaching.
And also to say as well. You weren't like wrong at the time. Do you know what I mean? No. As in, like, we were all saying it, and it's just
God.
And also, he was a good manager for us, and he is still a good manager. Just because you don't succeed at a club doesn't mean you're a terrible manager all of a sudden. So look, I mean, the statement we joke about it. It wasn't, at the time, we all probably agreed.
Yeah.
But yeah, looking back, it's funny. Yeah.
it's fair enough. Okay, well. We'll move on to a couple more. In fact, you know what? I'll do.
Wait, so who was it? It was you, right?
It was me, right.
And I no longer agree with the statement. Okay, he nearly scored a genuine Eden Hazard-esque goal. He got through three or four players, and it was only for the keeper's unbelievable save it didn't go in. What player are we talking about?
Ooh. Well, I know. I think. Well, I don't know for sure.
I think it was you.
I think it was Ben.
Oh no, I don't know if I would say Eden Hazard. I wouldn't compare someone to Eden Hazard for me.
Maybe, yeah.
I feel like it would be you.
Maybe it was me.
Can you read the quote out again, please, Ryan?
Yeah.
I won't say the team it was against because it gives it away a little bit. So he nearly scored a genuine Eden Hazard-esque goal. He got through about three or four players and it was only for the keeper's unbelievable save that didn't go in.
I'm going to go Trossard.
Yeah.
Against who do you reckon it was against, if you can think off the top of your head?
That's a good question. Against who? Ooh, this is good. I like this.
Was it Kairu Matoma?
Oh yeah, that's a good shot. Oh my god, it is. It is. It was Matoma. And I think I said it. Yeah. He took one through, and then the keeper saved it. Yeah. No, it's Matoma. Definitely, it is. It is. It is.
Who was it against?
And it was me who said it.
Bournemouth?
I'm sure.
No, it wasn't Bournemouth. No.
Because I know the answer to this bit, so I won't chip in.
And then the keeper, done it. I remember the save actually. I don't remember who it was against, but the keeper done a save to.
It was Chelsea. It was Chelsea. Was it Chelsea away?
It might have been Chelsea. No, I don't know.
Yeah, because he spun him. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah, it was. Chelsea away, and it was Maz.
Yeah.
Matoma, you reckon it was Maz? It was.
I think it was.
It was me. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know I said that. it was me.
Interesting.
Fair enough. Okay. I didn't realise that. Okay, yeah, Mitoma against Chelsea. 3 or 4 Chelsea players.
Has your sister just done all the answers for you?
No, I didn't even know that, to be fair, genuinely. Okay, we'll move on to another one. Let's talk about... Oh, there was one good one I saw earlier, and I just need to try and find it. Okay, I don't think Ayari will be one to fit in straight away. So this must have been when we first signed him. Do we still agree with the statement, boys? Do we see Ayari coming in anytime soon? It's a whole talking point in itself.
Yeah, I still agree with that statement, I think.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I can't see him going in yet. I think Gilmore starts ahead of him, I think. Who else have we got there now? Probably Dahoud when he's fit,
Yeah.
And then, obviously, McAllister's gone now. Maybe. And if Caicedo stays, that's a different matter. But I do feel like we're quite light, so like... If there's any opportunity right now, Ayari, like pre-season, if he has a good start in pre-season, there's no reason why. And also, we've got Alzate back, of course, as well. So that'll be interesting to see how he gets on. But yeah, I mean, look, there's no. I think right now is the perfect time for him to sort of capitalise on the lack of depth in centre midfield, I suppose.
It's not too much of a controversial statement, which is why I'm struggling to figure out who it was. I feel like I might have said it. I feel like it might be me that said it. But it could have been any of us, because I think we all agree on it.
Yeah. I mean, it probably Ryan.
Yeah, probably Ryan.
It was me. No, I'm joking. It was Ben. Ben said it.
Yeah, nice. Ben
said I really hope there's a Jack Albion one, like a little red herring one in it.
I don't know if there is, actually. Just reading them, it doesn't sound very Jack Albion. There's no random references to 2008, so there's nothing Jack Albion.
1962.
Yeah. We'll do a couple more. So...
Yeah, go on. So, no, I was about to say, just on Jack Albion, he randomly messaged me yesterday. Randomly. He replied to my Reece James video, and he goes, I met Reece James once. I was like, oh, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I met him at, like, Hastings Town versus someone. And I was like, that is the most Jack Albion thing ever. Yeah, of course you met him at bloody Hastings Town game. Like, what is that all about? But, yeah, sorry, go on.
Top. All right, let's get another one. Sorry, you completely threw my head there. Let's go with... Let's take this Hastings Town.
It's a good segment though, mate. Ryan, you're coming for Maz's segment crown.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got one here. Since VAR has come in, we have had more controversy and debates than ever before.
That's a Ryan. Wait, say it again. Say the quote again.
Since VAR has come in, we've had more controversy and debates than before.
I think it's either Ryan or me.
I think it's Ryan. I wouldn't use controversy. Too many syllables.
too big of a word.
Too big of a word.
You probably hung over when the debate was going on, to be fair.
Yeah. He was talking about FIFA stats.
Yeah, I think I might have said it.
I think it's maybe Ryan or me. And yeah, I mean, I still agree with that statement. I think we're still talking about VAR. We're still talking about dodgy decisions. Like, nothing's really changed. There's always a headline, you know, of something going wrong with VAR.
True. Who are we saying then? Final answer.
Ryan.
I'm going to go with me.
You're right, Maz. It was you. That's a good call, because I know what you mean. It sounds like something all of us would say, but yeah, maybe the syllables thing, Ben, you were right in saying. So when you said that, I was like, actually,
too much of a long sentence for me.
That's so funny.
All right, I've got the craziest one here, and I don't know if this is just dramatically out of context or not. I'm just texting my sister now saying I'm doing this one now, because she hasn't actually sent me the answer, so I don't know who this was. But this was, I assume, when Potter went. And it says, what are the aims now? There's no way you can win because we have no manager.
I think I had a meltdown in that episode. I think it could be me. I genuinely had a proper meltdown.
Wait, can you please just for comedic purposes, can you just read the quote again?
Do you remember when we were linked with Phil Neville and I genuinely had a meltdown?
Yeah,
that was fair. That was justified. Okay, I'll read it again. What are the aims now? There's no way we can win. We have no manager.
That's so funny.
Insane out of context.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Ben on this one. I can see Ben saying that.
I can see this being a Ben one.
And also, it's difficult. It's, It's difficult to know whether we agree with the statement because I don't really know what it's about.
Actually, we haven't followed that along, have we?
I think the context for it, if it was me, I feel like we were talking about like what are the aims of the season now. And like, I think I was just making a point of like, the season's over, the season's done, like wrap it up now, we're finished, like we'll be good to survive relegation and all that sort of stuff. I'm pretty sure I just had a mad meltdown.
Judging by Ryan's reaction, I don't think it's been.
What's the aims now? There's no way you can win. We have no manager. Was something that Ryan said, apparently. I did it. Did there I have a meltdown? I don't remember having a meltdown that bad, but that's embarrassing. I need to get that in context.
Yeah, I was going to say, get some more context from that.
I'm just texting that out.
I remember that episode so clearly. Like the Queen had died. Insane. We had to have like an end card of like, did we RIP the Queen? I don't know if we did. I think we might have.
And there was that beeping lorry outside.
Yeah, you were in Toronto, going, yeah.
Beep, beep. You kept having to go up every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That was the one.
Having a meltdown about manager and having a meltdown about the podcast would have been
It was a stressful day. That was a stressful day. Yeah, if you told me when I woke up that morning unfortunately the Queen was going to pass away and Graham Potter was going to leave Brighton, I think I would have gone, my God, what are you smoking? And yeah, Ben would probably have been able to tell you. Anyway, we'll move on to another one. Let's try to think actually. Okay, right, this is a bit of a crazy one. The only one with Premier League experience in there is Neil Mope.
Cool, that must have been a really difficult time. Yeah. As a Brighton fan.
Literally. I'm going to go with Ben on that one.
I'm going to go with Ben.
And I'm trying to think of when it was.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a moment. Yeah, same.
It was obviously when we got beat or like we got battered or something.
But how? No, because Mope went, didn't he? Unless we're talking about the opposition. Maybe I was talking about Everton. But did we play them early in the season?
We did have Mope beginning of the year, though, didn't we? Technically. He started a couple of games, didn't he?
What, in the Prem? Maybe, yeah.
When did he join Everton? That's a good question.
I feel wrong to look it up
breaking the rules.
He wasn't there. He wasn't there for Man United, was he? I feel like he went in the summer.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
So... Maybe I was talking about Everton, and Everton were, you know, they're really looking really, really bad, weren't they?
Okay, I'm going to give you a hint.
Thinking they're finished.
This was the first episode of the season, so he would have played.
Okay.
What, against United?
Because
did he?
We played United, so we're talking about Mope for no reason.
Interesting. Really?
The only person with Premier League experience there is Neil Mope.
Wait, what?
No, because Lewis Dunk's there, so I would have had to, and all the other players, I would have had to be talking about Everton.
Could have been referring
to the
bench.
I think I did say that.
We were talking about depth, and then I think I was worried about the depth on the bench. And I said, there you go. The puzzle.
Was it Ben?
I think it might have been Ben. That's a mad quote, to be fair.
So Neil Mope was on the bench.
That's actually... Go on, Ryan.
Sorry, I was just going to do this one because this one's kind of mad. It is very ironic now. And obviously that one to look back on, Ben.
I was just about to say, now we've got really good squad depth, which is funny. But yeah, go on, Ryan.
Yeah,
final one,
which we never thought we'd say, which is mad. We'll say final one. I don't think there's any there that's too shocking apart from this one, although I could be wrong. Let's go with this one. So this was about when we were finding a new manager, just for reference. He's playing in Europe at the moment. Would you swap European football for Brighton?
God, what manager would that have been about?
What manager was that?
He's in Europe at the moment. Oh, why would you swap Europe for little old Brighton?
Oh, was that Scandinavian manager?
Knudsen?
Yeah, Knudsen. Yeah, I think it was.
But he was at Bodo Glimt, and like you would swap them for Bournemouth.
No, but Bodo Glimt were
he
in Europe.
He was linked, and I was hoping to get. I was. In, I really did want Kjetil Knudsen.
They were Champions League, weren't they? They were Champions League, weren't they? Bodo Glimt.
No, they beat. Oh. No, I think it was like Europa League when they beat Roma and that. I think. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was about Knutson.
Do you reckon it was Knutson? But I don't know if I'd be saying, because I, looking at it now, I would have been like, well, you'd swap Bono Glimt for anything.
I think I said it. I think I said it, and I think it was Knutson.
Because, yeah, I can't think of any other manager that were linked, Ryan, that were in
I'm
Europe.
I'm just letting you debate. Yeah. It's quite entertaining when I know unless the I've answer complete, now.
Unless I've completely forgotten about someone, which is probably possible. Because we were linked with all sorts of bloody characters at that
That's
point.
True.
It was a very, very dark time when you when we read the list.
No. No, no. My brain's not working.
Ryan, put me out of my misery. Put us out of misery. Who was it?
To lighten the load on you, it was... Let me just get it back up again. It was Maz. And it was about Knutson, is how we found out to pronounce
it. Was it?
Knutson.
Okay, yeah.
Ooh,
fair.
Okay, yeah. Right.
It was Maz. It's very ironic in the hindsight, isn't it? When you say, would you swap European football for
in
Brighton?
Hindsight,
and
yeah,
now
that
we
was,
are.
That was bad.
It's insane. That is insane. I'll end it on a high. I'll end it on a high,
actually.
Because
I've
got two more. And I just, because these are very topical at the moment. One of them being, Grocer's incredible, build him a statue. Just guess one word who this is. You don't even
that's,
have to debate
that's,
this.
That
I think
Ben.
That's me, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's Ben.
Yeah, that was Ben. And finally, I would pay up to £50 million on Levi Colwill.
Ryan, I'm going to go with...
I agree with that as well, so it could have been me.
I'm going to go with Ryan, I think. Yeah, right. Ryan's my answer. Yeah.
What about you, Ben?
I think it could have been me, because I agree with that. I feel like
I must admit, I thought I did say that too, but it was Maz.
Oh, what? Oh, man. I love how I just didn't even mention me. I stick with that still.
Yeah. No, that's very fair.
I don't remember saying it.
Right, I have found
50 million.
£50 million on Colwill. That's insane. Like back then, probably when we said that would have been a while ago. Let me just check when that was.
I've just clocked that I said that a long time ago.
A couple of months ago, I'd say, because that would have been when he was in that little purple patch when he first came into the team. You know, and we're like, we'll pay for him. Interesting. I have found, just to finalise the segment off, the clip of when I said the infamous quote of
Potter.
I know, was that the one where like
Potter.
Twitter jumped on you?
Here, what's the aims now? There's no way we can win. We have no manager. I have found a clip of the moment I said that. Can you hear this?
Well, that's because they've done it in so quickly. Like, no one thought they were going to do it that season, did they? That's which is why they've now got to where they are. And it's just not going to happen, is it? Unless we get bought by billionaires, unfortunately.
But that's the thing, Ben. Like, what's the aims now?
There's Ryan in
like,
restaurant.
There's no way you could.
Yeah, literally. What is, no where are we finishing this season? Like, where would you be happy finishing this season?
And this is why I didn't want to. I don't know, mate. To be honest, if we don't get relegated,
it's up in the air.
I don't know who that's going to be. There's Victor Pereira, and I'm a bit concerned because I don't know much about it.
That's mad.
Who's Victor Pereira?
That's so funny.
I don't even know.
Yeah. I love that. We might get
that
relegated.
That is insane. If we don't get relegated, I'll be happy back in September. And that is to conclude
that is mad.
A very dramatic season. My God.
That was
big
brilliant.
Shout,
mad to look back
big
on.
Shout out to is it, am I saying it right? Mia or Maya? Mia.
Definitely Mia. Big shout out to Mia if you want to annoy her.
Big shout out to Mia because that was a great segment.
That was really good.
Top. Well done, Mia.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you very much. She's just literally messaged me saying, you did say if we don't get relegated in the clip.
That's so funny.
That's funny. Right.
And look how far we've come.
And look how far we've come, Ben. Look at that. We were in Europa League and we didn't get relegated. And we also did win, if you want to put it that way. And we might be spending 50 million on Levi Colwill. So isn't that crazy? That was mad to look back on. But yeah, thank you all for joining us, because that was a bit of fun, to be fair, considering
that was really dry
content era that we live in at the moment. But I'm sure something will happen this week, hopefully anyway, to do with this Colwill Caicedo saga. I need to get out of my head, it drives me mad. But yeah, thank you all for listening. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment, get us on Spotify, everything like that. We will be back for the new season very, very soon. It feels like it's just taken an age, but yeah, make sure you're doing all that, and we'll see you probably next week, hopefully.
With a new home kit, maybe.
And that.
Peace.
away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.